Somebody would get clams.
Okay, we're talking about the different foods that we eat from the beach.
What you got? What you doing?
And she was saying about making bedarkie soup and the snails, and we'd eat the snails, and she was saying about the some kind of little button that was brown that would be on the rocks.
They're stuck on the rocks. But you have to take them off with a little knife. They don't have a shell or nothing. They're just soft.
Real soft.
They're soft. You just take them off with a knife. And when you take them off with a knife, it gets real hard, like. Yeah.
You eat them raw or you cook them?
Raw.
Yeah?
We eat them raw. When you're eating uruks or uruks, anything, on the beach. I used to eat them in the beach once at a time. But I'd pick some too to take home because I'd pick, uruks, you know, and when we eat uruks, I'd eat them. It was raw, but Grandpa never ate any. He wouldn't even try them. I would tell him, those are good. Because my mama used to eat them, I remembered. Yeah, I've never had any since I moved up here.
Dang.
I never see any around here.
Huh.
They are good, I like them. I don't think anybody even picks them down there. I bet there must be lots by now.
Yeah.
Not unless seals and stuff like that eat them. But they're stuck in the rocks. They're sometimes way in the bottom of the great big rocks, you know, like this way down here.
So it's kind of like the...
just eat a lot of raw stuff down there summertime.
Yeah.
Before I go home, my buckets would be full with ojiraks and, you know, snails. And sometimes I'd get blumathos. If it wasn't before the sun gets hot
right.
In the spring. You can eat blue mussels summertime. But I don't know how the Filipinos used to eat them here, or Japanese, or the blue mussels. Oh, I used to wonder how could they eat them? They're not, you know, they're poison when they're summertime. Blue mussels are. Because they're stuck in the rocks and sometimes tide don't reach them, you know.
Yeah.
There's lots in the, they used to be lots in their French Point. And then what else we ate from? Kelp. We used to eat a lot of kelp. It was some kind of a kelp that looked like flowers. A bunch of little flowers stuck on the rocks.
Do you see any here?
No. I never see any around here either.
Oh.
And our mother used to let us eat those too. She used to pick them. Or have somebody pick some for us. Let us eat them.
How did she prepare it? Raw?
Raw. You eat them raw. That's the only thing Mama and Papa let us eat is uruks and... not the uruks, it was the ojiraks and snails and kelp. Mama cooked the ojiraks. But she never... hardly ate uruks, just a little bit, you know. She never heard it. But she always got ojiraks. And snails, China caps.
Right. I bet you those would be really good fried with octopus.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. Oh,
they're delicious. The snails are, China caps.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that because I had a fried
octopus. There's a few China caps around here.
Yeah.
I like them raw.
I think I'll go get some. You made me hungry for some. Okay. That's good for now.
Down below, when it's big tides, we don't know what the tides are like.
They're big tides now.
Now, early in the morning, then it's low water. Right below Antibels. Go straight down from our house. When it's low water, there's big ojiraks there. If you look for them the right way.
Okay.
Pretty good size ojiraks.
Yeah. Okay.
And China grass.
Okay, July 11th, 2007. We're talking about masquerading in Karluk. Now, what was that?
Mama didn't, not my mom, but the blind old lady used to say that. Masqueraders kina kiyut ata. Always told the young people, you know, not to go masquerading alone. Always get a partner or two. Never go alone. And this one time, one guy didn't believe it, and he said, "Ah, just, you know, he'll go masquerading by himself. He won't know who I am, you know." I don't know who it was. And Babo used to say that he was masquerading okay, you know, to a few homes. And then when he went out from there, and he all of a sudden there was somebody else outside waiting for him. But he didn't know who it was. So there was, he got a partner. He got a partner. Hmm. So he went masquerading, and then that partner of his wouldn't go in to a home. Would say, stay outside and wait for him. Hmm. And all of a sudden, I just see the police are coming in from there. Screen, even the screen is on there. And all of a sudden, I guess he didn't know he went up by the church. When he come to, he was by the church all by himself. Hmm. And he ran all the way back home. Never went masquerading all his life after that. Yeah, I used to hear that story. Masqueraders kiji ata kiji kiyut masqueraders kira ashido ebang chakuden. You go get a partner that you don't even know who it is. Ebang chakuden.
Hmm.
I don't know what made me think of the masquerades now. I wasn't thinking of.
Oh, you wanted.
Oh, it's that when I opened that wire, that window, that they used a mask. I never forget those masks, though. They were so pretty. Ladies' masks and men's masks, you know, they were already made to fit anybody, you know.
But they were made out of mesh wiring?
Yeah, mesh wiring. But they had ladies' faces.
Painted
on them. Lips, nose, and eyebrows, eyelashes, and, you know, just like a lady. Eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
And the men the same. Some of them had whiskers, and none of them had. Some of them didn't have any.
Huh.
And they used to be pretty when they all dress up in white. You know, even the men, they dress up all in white during masquerading time. They would look so pretty. To me, they used to look pretty before I started masquerading, you know.
Hmm.
Because they look so nice and neat, you know.
They all made their own outfit?
Yeah, they made their own outfits. First night, they all go masquerading with blankets only. Or sheets.
Uh-huh.
And the last night too, on the 16th, they go masquerading with nothing but sheets.
Hmm. But the 17th and 18th, you can go as?
No, that was the last night. 16th was the last night because the 18th was the big holiday. And 17th, everybody go washing body.
Oh, so they masquerade just two nights?
No, from the 9th.
Oh.
From the 9th to the 16th.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that.
From the 9th to the 16th, they used to masquerade.
Okay, so the 9th would be blanket night, and the 16th is a blanket night.
Uh-huh.
In between, you can wear those outfits.
You can wear anything you want to wear.
Uh-huh.
And then they made their own whistles, and they can talk with them.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. I was going to show you sometimes how they used to make them. Baby would want one right away. Mascarada. I know how to make them.
Huh.
These great crystals. They used to make a lot of them to have masquerade crystals all the time. They make them during the day.
Uh-huh.
Masquerade day at day. You could hear them outside, you know.
Uh-huh. Now, what's the meaning of masquerading?
That's when they were looking for Jesus, you know, they covered themselves. They were looking for Jesus.
Oh.
Killing the babies.
Yeah.
That was the meaning.
Huh.
Yeah. Because they baptized Jesus on the 18th. That's why it's a big holiday.
Right.
I mean the 19th. 18th we always celebrated, and 19th is when he was baptized. 19th of January.
See, Savitri was born.
He was born on the 7th.
Savitri was born on a good day. Savitri's birthday is the 19th.
Dimitri's.
Savitri's.
Oh, your daughter?
Yes.
Oh.
I always told her that, too. I said, you were born on a big holiday for us.
That's when Jesus was baptized.
I said, I don't know what it is. I just know that it's a holy day.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus was baptized on the 19th.
That's when you get the holy water.
No, in the 18th.
Yeah, but midnight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Midnight
the 18th.
Until midnight. Just before midnight.
Uh-huh.
Everybody would go to the creek. Everything they could get a hold of.
Mm-hmm.
Because they never had holy water before, you know.
Right.
So everything was, all the fresh water was holy.
Mm.
So that way they had holy water mm-hmm. for themselves. Everything, all the water, fresh water, turns to holy water. I always think of, I wish it was still them days, but never see it. Nobody knows about it, never seen it.
Yeah.
But I did. I seen it from the time, I remember from the time I was maybe 6, 7 years old.
Okay, I gotta record this. July 14th, we were talking about Indians and Aleutic people and how they used to war. And she's just explaining it in Aleutic.
I always remembered my mom and them talking about, even your blind old lady, your great grandmother. Too, they used to talk about that. Shwahut Aleutit. Indian had a Bahluki Shwahut. Chili Asagat, Indian had Nahuyotaka, Tishnuabhakit. Our Niwakala Nitakanga. I want to put the other student. Nalukuna go Kayate Chikut, Kayate Kara. Natukunago natun chuloch chigat. Tona chulochwikat tohuna quicksand holuni. Like a quicksand. But it was not a quicksand, but they can't make it ashore. It just kinda sucks your legs. The money should shoe a water but the guy tanga looking for sure to you the guy as I got shoot kayakun. That wasn't their own people, they knew that was different people coming, you know, they had wars by themselves. I put the chuluk shooting to cut the from the hill. And how would I say the hill? An Aleut. Nunamuk la tanghniklugi. Nunamuk nani shu what is leda. Tanghniklugi kut. Kut hun away chuluk sudan. Nasukunagi asagat shu to kut. Kunakanak tu meang sudan. Tahan ashtamashit. knochkat with a big wood, you know, like you see sometimes in the TV, they use wood when they're fighting.
Mm-hmm.
They use that kind, probably from the birch or something, that don't break so easy.
Mm.
That was their... not guns, they didn't have no guns in them days.
Mm-hmm.
That was their war...
Mm-hmm. Weapons.
Weapons. I don't know how they say it in Aleut. And then they had a little knob on the top, like a little ball, like that. Over their knees, chishkudung, chiplugi, how would I say, deep. Chishkudung, chiplugi, or chishkudung, chiplugi, kishudung, tawadun. They couldn't make it ashore. Our kyal of them tawani. Ken hatni our slater as you are loading to Hokloki. Kayet put them to Tuluki. That no need to kill of it. The tide takes them out. I used to hear that story. In the Uganda, someplace, a place they used to call it Kyaiwik. Abachtakit. In Uganak someplace. See, my mama was born in Uganak. And they always remembered them talking about it. Kyaiwik. Abachtakit. Toguna. Nani shu tokut nugashbet. The men tried to go ashore. They were having wars between themselves. And they couldn't make it ashore because they sank up to their knees, and they couldn't make it ashore. They went so far and no more. But these people that lived there knew what to do and which way to go, and they never went there. But these guys on a kayak came right straight there because they seen the barabaras, you know, smoking there. But they didn't know it was sinky there. That was how I used to hear that story. Kayai we put them Maman put a bachtakit to wuna in you they used to say it's in Uganda someplace. There was Indians.
So there were different tribes of people
way
there.
Down even from around Sitka somewhere up towards, you know, Kodiak way.
Uh-huh. Different
not too many people, but then they were, population would grow, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just like those Russian people are doing now in Afognak, that old Afognak. They're building more, I guess, there. With a little knob on the end. That was their weapons. Every tribe had weapons like that except for arrows. They made arrows too. Yeah. Because if they came too close, you know, they had to use their arrows. But if they didn't come close enough, in that one spot, or they used to say, they couldn't get ashore. They'd get ashore, they wouldn't know that when they get so far, they'd start sinking. And those people that lived there, old Aleuts that lived there, never used that one spot to go down in the water or any place when they're going to travel, because they knew it was sinky in between the beach and the land. I used to hear them say, that's what they used to say. Just hitting them in their head. There must have been a lot of them. Well, there must have been a lot of Aleuts around here. Lots of Aleuts around the island. And Indians they call Shwahut. Shwahut. They used to say they had feathers, you know, on their heads. Yeah, they were different from the Aleuts. They knew that were their, that was not their own people. Yeah, because they were there for to take over somebody else's, you know, Barabbas. Kill the people and take over. I always used to hear a lot of stories, but then I can't remember a lot of stories, though.
As it comes to you, I'll just record it. Mm-hmm. You know, just like how we're doing, as you remember.
Yeah.
Then, because it'll keep coming to you as you.
When he was saying, when you said the Indian war, like, it just came to my mind, the Indians. Indians crying, couldn't make it ashore. They sank down over their knees, men, you know, trying to go ashore to kill these people and take over their, you know, Barabbas. But these people had lived there for, you know, all the time, I guess, knew that they can't use that one spot because it was sinky. It wasn't a quicksand. They said it was quicksand, you just go straight down, you know.
Right.
But this place was sink. They'd sink up to over their knees and couldn't get out. Just like it was sucking them. They couldn't get out. Even they're trying to pull their legs, and they couldn't get out. They must have found out about with their own people, maybe, you know. They were crying. They couldn't get ashore. And they were crying because they knew they were going to get killed. That's why they used to call that one place where it is a Kiaiwik. Unganuni, Nukanik. I remember. I wonder where at. I hope nobody ever goes there. But my mom and them were from village islands. It wasn't those little islands there. Must have been. I bet there was a lot of people go there. There must be a lot of artifacts around there. Lots of people live there.
When what?
When they find out, when their men go hunting, when they find out that where the fish is lots, more than where they're living, then they'd move to that spot. That's how, I guess, Mom and them moved to Karluk, my mom. Because she was living in a Barabara. Nothing, there was nothing but Barabaras when my dad went to Carlo from Afognak. He lived in Afognak for quite a few years. I also, that's when Mrs. Sheratine, when she was telling me about, oh, I know Oscar Norell. When I told her Oscar Norell was my dad. He used to live in Afognak, she told me. He used to work for Petalins. They call Petalins were the last name of those people. He used to work for them. They had a store. They had a store.
Oh.
Papa used to work for them. And then lots of people had cows, and he helped them make, you know, when they're making hay. And and he lived there for a long time, but never got married. Then I don't know how he got to Carlo, but that's when he met my mom.
If she says so, you ask Auntie.
Okay, I'll tell later.
Okay, you go ask Auntie. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I tell my friend.
Yes, go play, but ask Auntie first.
Yeah.
So he worked for the...
The Talons.
Uh-huh.
And whoever had cows, if they need help. If they want him to milk cows for them, milk the cows for the people that owns cows. They used, lots of people in Afognak have cows.
Hmm.
Yeah. They had fresh milk all the time, and they used to make their own cheese and whatnot. I forgot. Oh, they called it not the, it's something like a sour cream. They
call
it smitanak.
Oh.
Smitanak, I remember now.
Mm.
But your Baba used to call. She used to talk a lot about things, and I should have been trying to remember a lot of stuff. Smitala, smitana, nalilodung supita. I don't know how they made it, but she used to say it was good. It was, you could make it in bricks, like, you know, just like a butter. Smitanak, a little bit. You could cut it and eat it like that with the bread.
Mm-hmm. Sound like cheese.
Just like, you know, cheese, Philadelphia cheese, something like that. They made their own.
Huh.
Uh-huh. In a fog neck. I used to hear them talk about that. Smitana, lilo dumkyo. Well, even Marina remembers that. She grew up. Yeah, she used to milk cows, too, when she was little.
July 21st, Saturday, 2007. Grandma and I were just talking about when people die and the meaning of certain rituals and traditions that we have. Okay.
Shuk to kuwakan malih nga kamda away kakat ho magilanon kanaut magilan kapaktahat when they put him down in the inside the grave magilak to ta nabaktahat to wautlu kasham kamag pilih kasko pingayunak hong chali na da shoot iqam feel with ding pingayunak to hona nyuhtalkhit to yui niluda pamaut choklibut ahulkhit to yukhuluki our love hong nyuhlugi nasuyuduk shedamchi. Even we're up down here, you're up there.
Oh.
That means the watloka shuk to you in the limok yakamak pamani pitta to gishkunacht who to git khepam out to khep aplugi pamani up down with imami ilabat. Chakemak to Yokuni don't no love or nothing. Didn't send me no love or nothing. Kialo didn't club at the Pamani. Naluyo Jimmy could away. They always used to say that at home. I used to hear them talk about it. To you, how many days could they? I went out to you, Jim, it would always put up here, all of them. That's why I always put up candles up all the time. One for the dead, one for the living. All the time. I was going to get some candles from down there so I could, when I get alone, I put some candles up on Sundays.
Shoot, I didn't put that in. I don't think we had it typed in because of the mic was off.
Oh.
So the sled is what? The sled is what?
Kluang Wahamik.
Kluang
Wahamik. I think they had a name for it though. But I remember it called Kluang Wahamik. Kluang Wahamik. Kluang Wahamik. It's a sled. It's a sled. And skateboards up. There was nothing like that before, you know.
I know. What would they come the closest?
I don't know how they would call them.
That's a word you could make up.
They're just like skateboards. I mean, skates with rollers, those roller skates.
Uh-huh.
They're just like that. Kankich, 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 it has rollers on it. Only it's got a board. It has rollers on each end. Kankich, they used to call them roller skates. Kankit is a skates.
Ah.
Yeah, skates are kankit. Or else kankitka. My own skates, kankitka. Kankit is a lot of sleds. I mean, skates. And then you say, if you ask me for your skates, or you go, your kankitka. If you ask me for your skates, or you go, your kankitka. Before kankitka. Yeah.
Okay.
You can say things in lots of ways, but you just don't. It's kind of hard for me to keep on.
You're doing good.
Roller skates. When they first came out, they called them kankichot. Kankichot. I got not. Agad ngang washkanaka inkhdim ajimi. That means the rollers are at the bottom. Agad ngang washkanaka inkhdim ajimi. And I'm sure the skateboard would be the same, only it would be kankichdim chanamashkakshin akkyani chani. Akhyani, chali chunwani, chungani, chunwani, karke khokna kinkhani. That's roller skates. Yeah, that's the only way you could explain it. Chungani, chingwani, that means on the front and the back, you could rollers on them, just like roller skates. Because the beds used to have rollers, the beds, and everything had rollers, even your chests and whatnot had rollers. When you move them, it was easy. They don't
the rollers have been no more.
Right.
I'm always thinking, gee, I wish I could get some rollers and put rollers on my chest. That's easy to even move them, you know, slip the beds. That's the best way I would explain it. Conquistan. Tana Mokushin. Chugani Kingwa Nipitam. Conquistan. Tana Mashkakanaka. The roll when they're using them outside. But it has a, just like a Chuahuica, it has a board. It has a board, just like a Chuahuica. Only. They do have those Chuahuica without boards too, you know. What they call them. Randy had, I mean, Jack, Frankie had one here for a long time.
Surf?
A new one.
Surfboards?
Surfboards. And then two in the snow they used then.
Snowboards?
Snowboards. Yeah, that would be just like, they would call them just like Kluwahuit. Because it's made like a sled, you just slide. Kluwahuit, it would be called. And then those surf boats, ones they use in the water would be Kluwahuitimahami. Yeah, that would be the best way I could, you know, explain it.
Yeah, we're recording.
You can go fast with those. Lots of fun. A lot of fun in the snow, when there's nothing in front of you, you know you're not going to get hurt or anything. They really can go fast. The seal skin. They go fast. Faster than the wooden ones. Because nothing stops them, just smooth, you know. Yeah. I always remember them, us from the Asiak. I mean, from the Nabakhtaka, we used to slide down like this. Here's all the homes. And then there's a road all the way down this way. So here's the homes up on that hillside. And then we'd slide from there all the way down this way. And then we'd go all the way down this way, all the way down to the lagoon. When the ice is thick and clear. It used to be fun. And you just hold on so you don't, you just cut a, maneuver it, you know, yourself. Hold on real tight because you can't stop it. Don't try to bump anything. It used to be fun. Whole bunch of kids, bunch of us kids. Some of them would use cardboards. Cardboards go real fast too.
Now in the Lutic.
Illit aduchtak at cardboard hut. They would get worn out right away in the bottom. Not like the, they would like use sleds. But then below issue with the تقوكخت أميت أتقلوكي أتخلي if somebody has a sea lion skin, they use them for sleds.
Go ahead.
What is auntie's phone number? I can let her know.
Okay.
770.
How do I? 6. We're talking about when you're pregnant and if you start to bleed, what kind of medicine?
I don't know what kind of medicine it was.
Where did she get it from?
I don't even know where she got it from.
But she gave you something?
She gave me some of that medicine. It stopped the bleeding.
Huh.
And I saved her. The way I saved her more is like, I told her I'm scared to go home because my mother-in-law is going to be really mad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was still, you know, I thought I was going to lose the baby.
Uh-huh.
And she said, that's all right, you wait. We'll go to the teacher. We'll take the teacher with us, and we'll go and talk to the blind lady. And I was scared because she didn't know where I was and why I went home with my friend and the teacher.
Uh-huh.
I forgot the teacher's name, though, because I think it was Mr. Watson. They were a really nice couple, teachers. Kind of an elderly, not real elderly, but to me, you know, they were much older. They were so nice. So he came with us. She explained everything to the teacher. And then they brought me home. And I was just scared.
Hmm.
I was just scared of her all the time. And Marcia, she talked in Aleut, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, and she asked me, she said, where I was. And then, God bless her, Marcia started talking to her in Aleut. Told her what's going on. She said she was scared because, you know, she thought she was going to lose her baby. She's scared of you.
Hmm.
Because you told her that she's the first one, she lost her little boy. You told her that I deliberately did it, you know, which I didn't, because she was sending me to go picking berries. And that's when I had a miscarriage, and right after that is when I got pregnant with Auntie. And then the teacher talked to Marcia to tell her what to do. Not to let me work when I'm pregnant.
Hmm.
Not to let me lift anything heavy when I'm pregnant. Because it's easy to have a miscarriage like that. So they were talking to her, and then they told her, you have to let your daughter-in-law lay in bed for about 5 days if she wants to save the baby. That's how I saved her.
Hmm.
I laid in bed. She didn't let me get up.
But that medicine that she had you drink?
No, gave me a spoon. I don't know what she called it. But that stopped the bleeding.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It stopped the bleeding, and then when it stopped the bleeding, they told me that I have to lay in bed in order to save the baby. And I saved Auntie. But I started bleeding when I was 8 months. I thought I was going to have her right away then. But I didn't till the ninth month again. I started when I was having the labor pains. Yeah.
Mm.
And I saved her like that. And she wasn't very big. Not as big as Zonia was. Because I didn't eat too much and just laid in bed with her for, you know, every time. And every month I was
menstruating with her.
You had your cycle through the whole pregnancy.
Yeah, every month. Then I'd have to lay in bed so I don't lose her. She stayed in me till I quit. And I wouldn't do no heavy stuff anymore. I wouldn't even wash clothes. They washed clothes themselves. They won't let me do that stuff anymore to save the baby.
Hmm.
I saved her like that. I would have only had one living. Your mom. With her, I didn't have no problems. Because winter, it was winter time. I didn't have to go picking berries or chopping wood or anything. I stayed in the house. So she was born in December.
Mm.
I used to work. My belly used to be this hard all the time. Never relaxed. My baby. Just hard as I used to think. Is that the way the babies are supposed to be so hard?
Mm.
But I could feel her moving its arms and legs, you know, then just get hard when I start doing something. Just get. And they were strong when they were born. They were not. When they cried, they really cried loud. They were strong when they were born, though. Because I worked carrying them.
Go ahead.
He's so tough, and then too tougher than those other kids.
What was that word?
For his age, he's so tough.
You said unkly?
Huh?
You said unkly?
When he's little. That's no good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the first time I seen him hit, knock the wind out.
Ay.
You know, and where he was actually trying to vomit, you know. He was
That's
spitting.
No good. He could easily hurt himself inside and you don't know.
Yeah. I watched
even,
him.
Clog up something in there.
Yeah. I watched him for 2 days after, you know. And just that evening he complained. You know, his stomach hurt. Knocked the wind out of him.
Huh.
But after that, he rides with his helmet now.
Oh.
He won't ride the bike without a helmet.
And he didn't have a helmet, huh?
Patty and them gave him one.
Oh, I mean, he didn't have
no.
one. When
we were
fell?
Yeah, we were telling him over and over again, wear your helmet, put your helmet on. But he went flipping through the air and
he was funny.
Hit his stomach, you know.
That's bad. He could have a bad accident, even a bicycle.
Yeah.
He's still only 5. No, he's 6.
He just made 6,
yeah.
But that was his first wipeout. Crazy.
Oh, my great grandson should be out at the airport by now.
Oh, yeah, and then you said that there was a saying that God, that you used to hear from the elders.
His mother.
Okay, in Aleut.
His mother told him.
Yeah.
Anin yu shlugu. You know, a long time ago, the whole world, you know, when Ark was, you know, gathering up, you know, couples and then, you know, animals, God told them to pick so many animals, you know, by 2, you know, so they'll make more after the flood. After the world floods.
Alute.
Nita kanka niwa kata sa ulas kono ilibuku motion kam niwa lukuk tamaskuk to be ark. Chanakik. Janish Klugu Barakoda Shinak Ark, the big ark Barakoda Mukamakaluku Nat Ark, they call it Barakoda Shinamako Awechana Lugu Barakoda Kushinak La Nankwakadani Lugu Lujik Bian. Sweet Chicknilugo, Chucky Chicknilugo, Toguna, Parahola Chanesklugo, but them Sanakasko Tarushkan to be my good Ungwashet Malhota Lugi, male and a female, to take him in. My good Ungwashet is animals. Mm-hmm. To bring them in too, besides humans, couple, 2-3 couples maybe or something like that. I don't know how many couples they brought, were supposed to bring in to the ark. And Tawagan Yu Klugu, Padush Klugu, the Mashpait Nuk, to Sluduk Tukuk, the Maskuk, Budichkat, the Maida, the Budichkanak, to Sluduki, the Sluki. The way Taku Chamung Away, a Mik Paduluku. The way Slam Away, Poshin Kam Uluk Kwahaluku. Ta Namak Uluk Kwahaluku. Chagat the machkach yan piyushuni shoot piyushuni ul kwahaloko tawagan ul kajan kukchin okanacht kajan nipayujan nasuluko leda nani Kinachtagi, nani chulukungat, nasuluko tsleta. They were rolling, just like any boat would, you know, in the ark. Awa nasuluko nani chulukhtat. Awa nipayuslo ni sa chunang ingini, ingiman. Chulukchluku Tuguna Ark Tawagan Mululudung Tawani Itkasudung Tukuk Tamaskuk Nuhludaka Pudichkakuk Anukkotchakakbut Away Kalungak Kalungak Asak Anukkokaluku Mamma from the opening. Kalngak and Kwahluk. Angishkan hook, Nasuning edach, but the Wugnuk Angishkan Wugnuk and Kwachakach, but Wugnuk's to be a teeth here. Nasuning edach, but to me. Sa awa kinachima. Awa anuk kwahalam ko kalungaka. Ang iso niya kalungaka wa wukunag tumyang so ni, wukunag teso ni. Tumikisin amistong ikisluku. Amik ikisamukku tangluku awa nuna kinachima loko nurtsan. Sleda came on his shooting, a white swine and a chuck cane and his lap. Yeah. Mamma could look at it. A white to whom King was funny. Una shoot garden. Virgin Mary shoot garden. Put them away for Dangaluni. Awa adam nak umak
Jesus magawa ko ng luni. So, may pamawad ako ka siya mag tamak mag awa ko tan awa ko tani timalo ko chalika ispat sakpat sa uluh kwah chakan. Uluh kwah ko kukuhu ka kita sa alikat susuku ikaw ah kina her shalik or her ribbon or she spreaded new suku uluh kwah ko kuhu sa luchan to mitch ton jesn bojan kam uluh kwah ki kita wat kasali uluh kwah chikan kita kunsut ni ka kuda aspak aspak ko ko na suni ni ta ka uluh kwah chikan chalis la awai kundu aluh kunani awa kota una awa ji the one we prayed to Jesus he didn't walk over there anani patat to me nyu lugo. No, we saw Luchan Uluh Kwakningi Taka Kishin Hook Ashilmok Amlahi Wagahan Nani Amlahi Hia To Tamagot Sitkun Alin Kwaktak Chikanka Alin Kwaktakanka Uluh kohluki ta ngamuk ini uluh kohlukut nuna ta ta nyuh cimaluni. Ana ni nyuh cimalukut ta. Ta kwai, we have earthquakes. Individually, earthquakes we have. And then floods outside now. Ashilmuk amlachi wakakan hok tuumi. Alin kohtak chikan ka. Sit ko.
Okay.
Individually, I will let them get scared because they're not thinking of the Lord or God or what, you know, they don't pray anymore and the evil is getting too much in one place. It'll always happen like that. And now you think what I was saying there. I used to hear Mom and Dad talking about it. I used to hear them all the time. They used to think maybe before they die it would happen or something, you know. Because they always knew. They used to say that our world is getting different. As the generations and generations go by, as the world goes by for years and years and years, it'll get different and different. And pretty soon, it'll be, the ark have to be built again. From many years after Christ comes. Because Christ is supposed to come back again one more time to the world. To gather up his people. Chunnihok tu lachchikki. Pamaut ak lachkat. There's a lot of it I always forget though. I used to listen to them all the time. Because this reader in the church that read the Bible always teach them in church too. That's where my mom and them learned more about the Bible. He understood the Bible in Russian and Slavonic, and then he understood it in our language. And he would interpret, he was interpreter by himself. After he reads the Bible in church, he would explain to them what he's reading. That's how everything started.
Okay.
My mom and them used to talk about how the world is going to change. In Aleut, I always remember them saying, I always remember everything what they do. I would never say it out of my mind. And this is everything I used to hear them when I was, from the time I was a little girl, I remember them. But I never talked about them as we, because they let us quit talking in our language, you know. I never talked about them. But when these land claims came out, I had lots of people come and interview me about what I know growing up, where I lived and everything like that, you know. Then everything started coming back to my head. Our own language, let us quit using our own language. That's why you guys, you and your children, Mama even, can't talk real good like me. She can't keep a sentence for a long time because she can't, she gets lost. Because they all started nothing but English in schools. No more our language. But we didn't quit our language because we remembered it. I remembered my language. I never forgot it. And Grandpa didn't forget our language either. He used to talk it really good. Him and I used to talk nothing but Aleut when we were thinking of Jackie and Valen. So they won't understand what we're saying. But then they started to learn. We should have kept it up. They would have learned to talk our language. But we didn't know that we shouldn't have quit, you know. We should have always talked to them. They would have know how to talk in Aleut. Yeah, but because later on in the years as they were growing up, they started to say, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Something that we didn't want them to know
we would say it in Aleut, you know, and they would understand it. See, they started to pick up. Mm-hmm. And then him and I quit talking in Aleut because they understood us. They started to pick up, and we should have never quit. We should have never quit talking in front of them.
Yeah. We are talking about dreams and what they mean in Aleutic. So tell me what you were saying in Aleut.
Oh, when a couple is married in church, mostly Arnata is a kerchief. Nashkumda patwa shalik or whatever we wear to church, our cap. Kawamukta Tashriaga hui. My first husband was gonna go. Choksya we kutahan. Every time, Agaiwa Kodakuma, Shapka Katamakaluku, Kerchief Katamakaluku. Away go Kunaku, Nazuakatishin, Shakema Kaswa, Agaiwa Kala. All the time. Mrs. Lactoran is the one I think told me. We'll hear Kodam Moden went to Choklik Kodam and Ikna Unitron. My first husband will go before me if I dream like that. Then, after we, Grandpa and I got married in church too, I started to dream like that too. I would lose my cap or my kerchief every time I'm going to go to church. It was always when I'm going to go to church, always lose my kerchief or my... Because when you're married in church, they put those crowns, you know, over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they always said that when you dream like that, it means that your husband is going to go before you. And then, too, if your husband loses or your wife loses their wedding ring, that's another sign. I still got my wedding ring with him. I lost my wedding ring from the first one. I don't know what happened to it. And... he lost his first, though, your real grandpa, Nicanor. He lost his wedding ring first. And I think we were only married about 2 years or maybe 3 years when he lost his wedding ring. When they were playing, when they were having the devil dance in Old Carlock, he took it off and Julia's house and put it in the holy pictures. Took it off, didn't want to lose it. He must have put it in the holy pictures. And I didn't know he took it off there. And we went down, God bless him, we went back down to the dance hall. And he was going to be one of the devils. The New Year's Eve. 13th is always that they used to have it on the 13th, because New Year's Day is 14th. And next day when we went home, he told me, oh gee, I forgot my wedding ring in Manushka's, in Yulia's house. I put it in the holy pictures.
See, we better go and get it. You might lose it. So we went over, we walked over, God bless him. We went and tried and get it. It was gone. And then Manushka and Yulia said that they found it in the floor. I don't know how it got down from the holy pictures on the floor. And they put it back. They didn't know whose ring it was. They put it back in the holy pictures. And when we went to get it, it was gone again. And they couldn't find it. They didn't know. They said the kids never climb up there to touch anything. They never touched the holy pictures. I believe that because the kids knew, you know, they're not supposed to touch the holy pictures. And he lost it. We couldn't find it. Hmm. They never did find it either. They tried to look and look. Never did find it. Yeah. Both of us have our wedding rings in church. His is behind his holy picture. I got it taped up. But it's so small, you know.
He might fit it now.
Huh?
He might fit it now.
He might fit it now. Mm-hmm. And mine is with my clothes. It's thinner than this. These were our second set. Those other ones were getting worn out. They were getting thin. But his was not. It's still in good shape. His wedding ring in the church. You dream like that when you're married in church, when you're dreaming losing your cap or your kerchief and you're going to go to church and can't find it. That means your husband is going to go first. Hmm. After I married him only in church, I started to dream like that. Because I dreamt like that too with my first husband, losing my kerchief. And that's when Mrs. Lactoran is the one that told me. Sure enough. 15 years after I left him, he died. And that same year, we were married 15 years, and the same year, him and I got married in church 45 years ago. We've been married for 45 years in church. Hmm. Yeah. You're 46, huh?
Yep.
You'll be 47.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because Mom and him got married in church and then too.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I always know.
Yeah.
Gustin, Frida got married too in church. Gustav didn't care. Oh, he had to go. And then he, Grandpa too, he didn't want to go. And I told him, I said, well, if you don't want to get married to me in church, I'm not going to stay with you. I stayed with you in sin long enough for 15 years. I like to have my communion. I'll get a divorce and then I can have my communion. Because the priest must have said, people that's not married in church cannot have communion no more.
Hmm.
I said, I'll get a divorce if you don't want to marry me in church. And then he comes in from outside and he says, okay then, we'll get married in church. He was just mad when I said I was going to divorce him. Okay, then we'll get married in church. That's when Mom and them got married too. All Dad was said, I thought we were married already. Yeah, but Grandma was supposed to get married in church too. So he got baptized first, your dad.
Mm.
Got baptized and then next day, we had communion, and on his birthday, Grandpa's birthday,
oh.
We had communion.
Everything happened on 14th.